You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Pope Francis takes off for the Cuban capital Havana on Friday for his historic encounter with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. The largely private conversation between the two leaders will take place at Havana Airport and is expected to last for a couple of hours. After that, Pope Francis will continue on to Mexico City at the start of his pastoral visit to that Latin American nation. Dominican Father Yassonde d'Estivel, who's in charge of relations with the Slavic Orthodox churches at the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, will be in Havana for this unprecedented encounter. He told me that despite recent tensions between Moscow and Rome, the Russian Orthodox Church has a rich history of seeking reconciliation among the divided Christian churches. Let's talk about the importance of the Russian Orthodox Church, because it is only one amongst 14 independent churches, and yet it has a huge significance, this encounter, doesn't it?
Yes, there are 14 Orthodox autocephalous churches. All of them are not patriarchates, but the Moscow Patriarchate is the fifth in the diptych, in the taxis, in the order of authority of all Orthodox churches. So it's not the first Orthodox church in the diptych. Is the Ecumenical Patriarchate, and the Holy See has special relationship with Ecumenical Patriarchate, special relationship because it is the primus inter pares, a primacy of honor inside of the Orthodox Church. So it's difficult to compare because we have a special relationship with the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, the Church of Peter and the Church of Andrew. But nevertheless, the Moscow Patriarchate is an important church because, as you know, almost two-thirds of the Orthodox are members of the Moscow Patriarchate. The Moscow Patriarchate is not only the church in Russia, but it is, one can say, a communion of local churches in different countries, and according to the Moscow Patriarchate, there are 14 countries inside of the canonical territory of the Moscow Patriarchate. Most of them are former countries of the Soviet Union, in fact, and before of the Russian Empire. And these countries are considered by Moscow Patriarchate as its canonical territory. So obviously it is an important church. Also, in the history of the Russian Church, there was this idea that the Russian Church is a bit between East and West. The idea is that the Russian Church has an ecumenical vocation, one can say. As Russia is a bit between East and West, it was the idea of Solovyov, the great philosopher, Russian philosopher. He was convinced of the ecumenical vocation of Russian Orthodoxy between East and West.
Almost as a bridge between East and
West. A bridge. And in this tradition, there was a very fruitful dialogue at the end of the 19th century between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Old Catholic Church. After the First Council of Vatican, as you know, there were a part of Catholics decided to not recognize this council and founded the Old Catholic. And there was a very interesting dialogue between the Russian Orthodox theologians and Old Catholic theologians about, for example, the filioque or other issues, theological issues. And at that time, the Russian Orthodox Church was very interested by the dialogue with Western Christianity. Another example is the Moscow Council of 1917. It is the first Orthodox Council deciding to create a commission for inter-Christian dialogue, inter-church dialogue. It was very...
way ahead of its time.
Yes, and it was the first time in the history. After, of course, in the 90s, the Ecumenical Patriarchate was a pioneer in promoting ecumenical relationship, but it was very interesting to found a commission in 1917. Another example is the sending of observers in the Second Council of Vatican. The Russian Orthodox Church was the first Orthodox Church sending Orthodox observers. It was the policy of the Metropolitan Nicodem, who was the spiritual father of Patriarch Kirill. Patriarch Kirill considered himself as the spiritual son of Metropolit Nicodem. Metropolit Nicodem promoted the relationship with the Catholic Church, and with his influence, the Russian Orthodox Church decided in 69 until 86 to permit the intercommunion between Orthodox and Catholic in some special cases. And in the gulags, for example, when it was not possible for Catholics to receive communion from Catholic priests, they could go to ask to an Orthodox priest, for example. It was a very important decision, and it is an unique decision in all the history of Orthodoxy and of the relationship between Orthodoxy and Catholic Church. So there is a tradition, and Patriarch Kirill considered himself as a son of Metropolit Nicodem, so one can hope that he will follow the ecumenical approach of his mentor.
Despite this pioneering spirit of Patriarch Kirill that you're talking about, there are many leaders in the Orthodox Church who are still very opposed to stronger ties with the Catholic world, aren't there? Do you expect there'll be some kind of backlash against this meeting?
Well, it is a fear of the Russian Orthodox Church that it could be some reaction, negative reaction, from some conservative milieu in the Russian Orthodox Church. As it was after the visit of Patriarch Alexei in Paris, for example, it was the first time that a patriarch prayed officially in a Catholic church. He wanted to venerate the relics of the crown of thorns in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And after his visit, there was some very negative reaction. Some, it was a minority, but nevertheless, it is a difficulty. But now I think that time have changed, and obviously not all will agree with this step, but the large majority of the church will follow the decision of the Patriarch and of the Holy Synod on this matter.
What impact do you think this encounter with the Pope could have on the Pan-Orthodox Council that will take place later this year in Crete?
It is two different agenda, but nevertheless, I think it could facilitate the Pan-Orthodox Council, because one important issue of this council is the relationship with the other Christians. There is a very interesting statement of this council about the relationship of the Orthodox Church and the other Christians, and the fact that the Patriarch of Moscow meet the Pope is obviously a sign of the desire of the Russian Orthodox Church to be involved also in this path of unity. And I think it will facilitate, in fact, this Pan-Orthodox Council.
What are the possibilities, the question everybody will be asking, of a papal visit to Moscow at this point?
I think a visit of a pope in Russia or a visit of a patriarch in the Vatican is, it's too early for the moment to speak about such visit. But I think this meeting make possible now to have such projects.
Thanks to Dominican Father Yasson de Destivelle, in charge of relations with the Slavic Orthodox churches at the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.